Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Good morning, Terrell. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking some time to speak with me. You know, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. I just wanted
to say, thanks for helping us.
Oh, awesome. We're here to, you know, do our part to keep this thing rolling. If you don't mind, I'd like to go ahead and jump right in and talk with you about a little bit of football and some Saints football and some of your history. In fact, your resume and everything as a player and as an on-air personality, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's jump right in with the first question. You spent your entire career with the Dallas Cowboys and were able to win 3 Super Bowls. What was it like playing in and winning the Super Bowl?
Well, it's hard to explain to people. I try to relate it to whatever your profession is. Just imagine reaching the pinnacle of that and achieving the success. So that's the big thing. So when you give them into it in that terms, I think they understand it a little bit more. You know, for me as a boy growing up watching that game with my father on Sundays, Super Bowl Sunday, you never expected to have the opportunity to play in that game, let alone to be on 3 winning teams. So it was amazing. It was an amazing run. I think it was made more special by the fact that, you know, my first year in the league, along with Troy and Mark Stetnowski and Tony Tolbert, we were part of that first draft under Jimmy Johnson, and we were 1-15. So to be able to win a championship after struggling through a 1-15 season was unbelievable.
Okay, I see. And that was something else I wanted to ask you about is, you know, you all endured the 1-15, and then the next year you were 7-9, if I'm not mistaken. And there was a point during that season that you all got hot around November and got a 4-game winning streak going and kept yourself in the playoff race. The Saints are in a very similar situation this year. And what are your thoughts on how players respond to the pressure of that situation trying to make a playoff push?
Well, the biggest thing is not putting yourself in a position where you've lost control of your destiny and then you have to rely on other people. So that was always our first priority. You know, number one, let's try and win the division. Let's take care of the division title. That gives us a lot more control over what we're doing. You know, that year in 1990, I think a lot of people forget because it followed the 1-15. We were 3-7 after that. So you're sitting at 4-22. You know, after a season and a half. And as you pointed out, we did get hot down the stretch, and we're actually we forfeited the control of our destiny. So the Monday night game, I think it was the Monday night game that year, if it had fallen a specific way, we would have gotten in, and the Saints were involved with that game, I think, as well. So it didn't work out in our favor. We finished 7-9, but, you know, I don't think anybody wants to back their way into the playoffs, even after 1-15 season. Mm-hmm. You know, it just showed us that there was a lot more work left to do. So
absolutely.
It was, you know, there's probably a lot of mixed emotions at that time.
I understand that. It definitely would be. It's, you know, a high-pressure situation trying to make that push. Now, as a player, you were so exceptional at your position that they actually created a designation for you for fullbacks to make the Pro Bowl because you were so good. You know, you kind of revolutionized catching passes, lead blocking for one of the best running backs ever. We have Jimmy Graham, Rob Gronkowski, some other more pass-catching tight ends. Do you think they make a designation in the Pro Bowl selection for more in-line blocking tight ends, more traditional tight ends, to allow those guys an opportunity to get in versus a Jimmy Graham?
No. I think the big thing is you know, that position is already designated as a tight end position. So as the league evolves and moves around, there's different things that they're going to do. So, you know, the biggest thing is the fact that, you know, whether you're in line or displaced throughout the formation, you're still a tight end. So I don't see that changing in any way, shape, or form moving forward.
I see. Okay, now I understand that you have partnered with TGI Fridays. Can you tell me about the Rib Flight Trio or the promotion that they're doing?
Absolutely. You know, they've added 3 new flavors to their existing flavors. So they still have the signature Jack Daniel's Soft and the Tennessee Barbecue, but they've added Sweet Memphis Rub, which is my favorite, Chipotle Smoked Barbecue, and an Applewood Bacon Crusted Rib. Mm. And you can pick any 3 of those 5 to create your own trio. And, you know, it kind of likens back to, you know, what we talk about in the game of football. You know, I was with the Dallas Cowboys, and you had Michael, Troy, and Emmett that were known as the Triplets, which is a trio. You guys right now have Breeze, Graham, and Ingram
right
down in New Orleans. I think if you look around, you know, you see that that ability to throw the ball and then also the ability to run the football really poses a problem to defenses. So it's kind of a cool play on that. And it's a great concept, and it's kind of fun to see what people pick, because it's a no-lose, which is a great situation, but it makes it even that much harder when you've got five great options to choose from. So it's been fun, you know, kind of talking to people and finding out what three of the five they went to add to their own personal trio.
I see. Well, you know, options is always a good thing, so that makes that promotion that much better. I have another question here for you. This week the Panthers and the Saints play in the Superdome, and, of course, you'll be there calling the game, correct? And what I wanted to know is, what cities do you enjoy visiting when you do get to call a game there? Which ones are kind of a star on the schedule?
It's funny because there are stars on the schedule for different reasons. Obviously, Lambeau is star just because of the history and the tradition of the Green Bay Packer organization, and really the opportunity to experience a game at Lambeau Field is something I hope that every football fan gets to do. I've put Arrowhead right behind Lambeau as a close second. Another great experience. Really, we had our first chance to go there this year after the renovation. It's absolutely fantastic. I love the environment in both of those stadiums. And then you get into just the kind of the cool city, the atmosphere, the food. Philadelphia is a fun city, even as a Cowboy, to go to. You know, Seattle is a nice city, cool stadium, cool city on the water there, you know, the seafood from the Pacific Northwest, and then obviously what you guys provide down in New Orleans, you know, one of the best eating towns in the country. The Superdome, the vibe inside that building on game day, the passion of the fans. You know, just to see, you know, how strong that organization has been through some difficult years and some difficult challenges, and then has the culmination of winning the Super Bowl in 2009. So, you know, pretty cool. So, yeah, New Orleans is definitely one of the ones that we have earmarked on our calendar if we get a chance to go down there.
Great. Yeah, it's really a fantastic city for vacationers and the residents. With that said, now, as a player, did you have the opportunity to play in the Superdome?
I did. Played a couple games there. I actually played in the Sugar Bowl when I was in college as well.
Great.
In the Superdome.
And what was that experience like? You know, a lot of players talk about stadiums being loud or really hard to play in as a visiting player. What was your experience with that?
It definitely is loud. I think any indoor facility really, really creates that challenge for the for the visiting team, and we played down there one time in the early 90s when you guys were rolling with that tremendous defense with Ricky Jackson and Swing and you know, that tremendous linebacking core.
The Dome Patrol.
just unbelievable. So, yeah, it was tough. That was my first professional game, actually, in 1989.
Wow.
We opened up in New Orleans, and you guys just clobbered us 28-0. So we found out very quickly in Dallas that there was a big difference between preseason and regular season games.
I see.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a mixed bag down in the Superdome. That had some great memories, and then it had some very, very difficult days.
I understand that. Well, Darrell, I really appreciate you taking some time to speak with us today. You know, it's been great talking to you. I love the information you're able to pass on to me. And if there's anything else you'd like to tell us about the TGI Fridays, we'd be happy to hear it.
Yeah, there's just a couple things on social media. You got a couple hashtags. Pork on Pork is one that ties in with the apple with bacon crusted rib. Then you've got the hashtag for the Rib Flight Trio. And then also, you know, letting people know this is something TGI Fridays has started recently, the Endless Apps. And, you know, that's going to continue through the holiday season as well. So for just $10, you can pick one of the appetizers from Friday's list of most popular starters. And then you get unlimited refills on that same appetizer during the visit. So the Endless app is still going. And then also, you know, yeah, just check in and, you know, send out a tweet to the hashtag Rip Flight Trio and let us know which three you really like.
Okay, Rip Flight Trio. That sounds great. Well, again, thank you for your time, and I appreciate you talking to me.
You got it, Charles. Take care.
You too. Goodbye.